Welcome back to Sportscaster.com's Open Mic with Johnny Kane on WJR. Once again, featuring sports commentary and stories brought to you by the most compelling rising stars in sports broadcasting. Here's Johnny Kane.
Welcome back to the show. You know, one of my favorite voices in baseball resides in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dan Hastie's been the voice of the High A West Michigan Whitecaps since 2015, which actually is the same year I came on with the Tigers. Super guy, very creative, loves the game. And our Gabe Loper, an aspiring sportscaster who attends Wayne State University, caught up with Dan. Gabe, great to have you back on Open Mic.
It's a blast to be here, as always.
Attaboy. I'll tell you what, I grew up just outside of Toledo, which is AAA with the Mudhens, but there's just something special about, you know, minor league baseball and watching the kids, because they are still kids, with the big league dreams, you know, develop at the lower levels. Not everybody's going to make it to the highest of the highs, which would be here in Detroit, but there's a purity of going to games and watching those guys in their early professional baseball journey.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's always interesting, the development phases, because I mean, everybody sees the final product that is the major leagues. A lot of people, unless you're, you know, close to Grand Rapids or, you know, like you said, close to Toledo, and these guys are, they're fighting for spots. They're fighting for spots on the Whitecaps team. They're fighting for, you know, looks on the major league teams. It's good quality baseball, as Dan was talking about.
You know, one of the things you and Dan talked about was how calling a game, whether it be TV or radio, just how it's evolved over the years, especially with the pitch clock, which is condensed game times.
A lot of times pacing is everything. But now with this sped up game, there's not a lot of time to convey the information, what's going on. And he gave some great insights into that and how you prepare mentally and everything else and preparation for the next pitch.
You know, it was a couple of years ago when he implemented for the first time the Masters call into his broadcast, which I just thought was fabulous. He gained some national notoriety for doing that. I just thought that's something we can all learn from, about how can you think outside the box and incorporate something like a major golf tournament into a minor league baseball broadcast. All right, looking forward to hearing this conversation. Here's Gabe Loper with the voice of the West Michigan Whitecaps, Dan Hastie.
Today's guest is someone who brings baseball to life for fans across the state of Michigan. He's a play-by-play voice of the West Michigan Whitecaps and a rising star in the world of sports broadcasting. Dan Hastie, welcome to the show.
Gabe, thanks for having me.
All right. So a lot of people listen to the game, but they don't realize everything that goes into calling it. So for those who don't know, what is it really like to be the voice of the Whitecaps?
Well, it's an honor, first and foremost. I mean, when I was young, the first minor league baseball game I ever went to was a West Michigan Whitecaps game back in the very early 2000s. But I was going to games back then because I was just invested in the prospects. I was invested in seeing the future Detroit Tigers. And I remember they had Joel Zumaya on that team, who was throwing 103 miles per hour. And of course, he went on to be a huge part of that 2006 Tigers team that won the AL pennant. But to be there then and to then end up kind of coming back later on was very full circle, and one of the things that is certainly a highlight in my career, in my life, in my family's life. We love it.
So now you kind of get a firsthand look at how these prospects are doing and everything else that have been working their way up through the farm system. Talk a little bit about that and what that means to you, and that gives you a little bit of an advantage yourself when talking about Tigers baseball.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, to be able to have the experience of getting to know the people as much as the player, you understand the DNA that goes into making them what they are, what makes them tick, how do they get out of slumps, what's their mental approach. These are the types of things that you learn only by being on the buses, in the locker rooms, with the guys. So that's one of the things that's really special about being with the team. And this year, as much as, if not more so than past years, the West Michigan Whitecaps have had some of the top prospects, not only in the Tigers system, but throughout all of Major League Baseball. So the top three hitters in the West Michigan lineup, Max Clark, who MLB Pipeline has as the number seven overall prospect in the game, Kevin McGonigal, who I believe just appeared, I think it was the Just Baseball top 100 list as the number four prospect in Major League Baseball. And then Josue Briseño, who ended up winning the Triple Crown of the Arizona Fall League at just 20 years old last October. Guys who had done some things really rarely seen in West Michigan or unprecedented in and of itself. So combine that with the fact that as we sit here, they're closing in on their first postseason appearance in almost 10 years. It's pretty special.
That's got to be incredible, especially to see firsthand everything else. And obviously you've been there for some time, watching them kind of evolve. That's got to be pretty cool. So back to kind of like the broadcast side. Now, calling baseball is very different, of course, than calling basketball. Hockey kind of goes back and forth constantly all the time. So if you had one tip for calling baseball games, especially when things kind of slow down between plays, what would you tell young broadcasters?
You know, I would actually tell them, don't over-prepare. You know, now with the pitch clock having become a thing over the past 3 to 5 years, people think that with baseball, there's all this open space to talk and to converse and to tell stories. And there still is some of that, but it's certainly not what it was, say, 6, 7 years ago before the pitch clock came in. Now that the pitch clock is in here, the window of opportunity to tell those stories, to drop in those little nuggets that you went and you found earlier in the day during prep, that doesn't really exist nearly as much as it used to. You should still have some things. You should still have a plan. You know, every inning in West Michigan, we have an idea of something that we would like to talk about, whether that's coordinating with our production team so we can have video, graphics, photos, things of that nature. And if we have something, great. There are some times where we don't get it in because the inning just goes so fast that we just don't have the opportunity. But we also don't want to force it either. It's what comes organically as the game allows it.
That's great advice, especially, you know, for me. And some of these sportscasters, you have to be versatile in calling different games and everything else. That's definitely going to be valuable advice for everybody who listens. Now, you've seen a lot of great players.
Well, the Masters call was certainly the most unexpected happening that our social media lives ever saw. That was really, really fun. Never thought in a million years that it would go as far as it did.
Hello, friends. Beautiful Saturday afternoon in Comstock Park. This is inning number 7. Still in the front 9, if you will. Eric Pinales hails from San Cristobal. It's about 30 kilometers from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Right now looking at a pitch from about 60 feet 6 inches. No idea how that one stayed out. A fine hit, deep to left center. Off the wall. Lucas Dunn into second base. Exquisite. A one-out double here in the 7th.
So that was certainly fun from more of a personal standpoint, but from just the experience of baseball, there's nothing that beats winning a championship. And I got lucky. My timing was as lucky and as fortunate as it possibly could have been. 2015 was my first year, and they won a championship that season. They got hot at the right time. And that season, the Whitecaps had a bunch of players who went on to play in Major League Baseball. Spencer Turnbull, who is now with the Toronto Blue Jays. Joe Jimenez, who was an all-star with the Detroit Tigers. And of course, he's now with the Atlanta Braves. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I could go into a bunch more names of guys who ended up playing Major League Baseball that were a part of that team. But your first year is always very unique, very memorable, very special because everything is new. Everything is different. Everything is exciting. And you're experiencing all of it for the first time. But I never thought in a million years that I get to experience a championship in year 1.
That is really incredible. So kind of on that note, how are the Whitecaps this season? What's something, you know, we should look for, especially all the Tigers fans that listen in? What's the vibe and what's it looking like going forward?
Well, as the kids would like to say, vibes are high. I think they might be at an all-time high right now. This is a good time to have this conversation because right now the Whitecaps are off to their best start in nearly 30 years. The last time they put up a start like this, you got to go all the way back to 1997. It has been a long time since the Whitecaps played this well, this early. And, you know, they've had years where they've played well. And they've also had years where they've had big time prospects, future major leaguers, and good ones at that. But this might be the first time that they've ever had a team with all of those future big league prospects, guys who you know are going to be playing at the major league level for a long period of time, and also seeing it with victories, with wins, with really impressive baseball being played. And then to even take it a step farther, a lot of the guys that we're talking about, Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, Josue Briseño, we're talking about three 20-year-old kids. You know, a couple of years ago, 2021, we had Spencer Torkelson. He was the first number one overall pick to ever come through West Michigan. And he got off to a little bit of a slow start, but then things clicked in and then nobody could get him out. He was probably the biggest destroyer for about a good 6-week run back in 2021. But he did all that as a 22-year-old because he was a college pick, no fault of his own. But now you look at Clark, McGonigal, Briseño, all three of them are putting up video game numbers, and all three of them have yet to be able to legally purchase an alcoholic beverage. They are all 20 years old. They're doing it far earlier than we saw even a guy like Torkelson do it. And now you look up at Tork, and he's in the top 10 in Major League Baseball in runs batted in. He's starting to finally find his groove. And we saw that at every level of the minor leagues for a guy like Spencer, where it just took him a while to figure it out. And now in the major leagues, that storyline is playing out. But that's the exciting thing, is that they are prospects who are playing well. They are impacting winning, but they're super young. And that's why it makes it different.
That's different. And that's exciting. Exciting indeed. Mr. Hasty, I hope another championship is coming to you guys very, very soon. Thank you so much. This has been Gabe Loper, Dan Hasty here on Sportscaster.
Dan Hasty, great voice, great guy. We learned just this week that the trio of 20-year-olds that he mentioned, Kevin McGonigal, Max Clark, Josue Briseño, all promoted to AA Erie, so one step closer to the major leagues for three of the top four prospects in the Tigers organization. That is a pipeline, ladies and gentlemen. And that is going to do it for this week's show. We will talk to you again next Wednesday night for Sportscaster.com's Open Mic right here on WJR.